Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is All Excited. This file is about excitement, that happy, filling feeling of something good that's going to happen. Excitement comes in many flavors, but the two main ones are excitement for the known and excitement for the unknown. Excitement for the unknown is one of the easier ones. It's the one that you feel on the night before, or on the drive towards, where you know something is going to happen. And it gives you a desire, an energy to do things. But you don't know what. You have no idea what kind of things are about to happen. All you know is that it's going to be good. Excitement fills your whole body with energy, with ideas, with thoughts, and all these different elements of creativity and inspiration. Excitement is an absolutely wonderful feeling. And there's nothing quite like being all excited about something. There's also excitement for the known, when you know exactly what's going to happen. When you're on your way to a really fun place that you've been many times before, or about to watch the same movie that you've enjoyed so many times again, preparing snacks and being all ready to relax. Excitement for the known is also powerful. Looking forward to something specific later. It can be something small or something big, and it can be something that is all-encompassing for your feelings right now. Do you remember the last time you were really, really excited about something? Do you remember how it filled your body, how it somehow seemed to be all around you? It made you so active and energetic, so full of life. It's so nice to be all excited. Now I'm going to show you something fun. It's actually really easy to recall certain feelings. And when I count down from 10 to 1, you can go back to that moment where you were so very excited. And feel all that excitement again throughout your whole body, allowing yourself to be all excited for the unknown knowns. 10. It's like a playful feeling, something happy. 9. Even if it's sometimes hard to describe why exactly you were so excited. 8. As you close your eyes and really focus on the feelings. 7. Imagining yourself back in that moment where you were so excited. 6. Seeing yourself. 5. Hearing all those noises around you. 4. As it fills your world. 3. Giving you the energy, the desire to just go out and do stuff. 2. It's such a simple, beautiful feeling. 1. and the rest of your body can just relax and drop for a moment while you focus on the excitement. And the more you go towards that excitement, that feeling, the more powerful it becomes. It's like you can imagine, experience it even, in your whole body. And I don't know where it starts first or where it's the strongest now. That's up for your body to feel. I wonder if you can see how happy you look, how you remember how good it felt. As you hear yourself speaking faster with excitement and energy. And it's actually really interesting because when you feel that full of life, you're also relaxed. You can easily just enjoy everything. And every task is so easy and trivial because you're excited. You're looking forward to something really, really good. And it makes everything easier. It makes everything lighter. And most of all, it fills your body and mind with life. Beautiful, wonderful life. And who knows what it might inspire you to do? What kind of thoughts spread through these simple ideas? Who knows how the excitement will manifest in your actions and your mood? It's so good to be all excited and looking forward to small and big things. There's many things to be excited about. Some of them happen at the right time, while others can take you by surprise. Who knows what your next surprise will be? I hope you're excited to find out. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count you all the way back up. And the more you remember, the stronger that feeling will grow in your body. And as I count up, you might even notice how it stays with you after you awaken. One. Two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And nine, 10, wake. Have fun.